Welcome. It's so nice to have you on my show, Jagged with Jasravi.
Hi, Ravi. And so good to be here. My pleasure. And thank you for inviting me.
Okay. So, Malti, now technology is going to play a big role in marketing from here. And the IBM CEO study conducted in 2021 found that during COVID-19, the more tech-savvy organizations outperformed their less tech-savvy peers on revenue growth by an average of 6 percentage points. You know, and this was studied across 12 industries. Do you see this as an emerging trend, or is it dominant already?
We're all emerging from a crisis, and hopefully, right? Emerging is the term I'd like to use, from a crisis stronger. And at this point, what do you need? You really need insights. You need to understand this customer that we're talking about. And you need to, for this, you need to totally unlock the value of your data and responsibly apply AI to make customer relationships more human. Mm. Note that I mentioned using AI responsibly. And I think that's definitely an area where organizations and marketers in particular will have to be very conscious about to ensure that, you know, they are training their AI to be free of any bias. No, and this is a huge, huge area, Ravi. I mean, I don't want to get into that here, but making sure that when we talk about a unified experience, which means every touch point that is there from an organization, how do you ensure that the customer is receiving a similar experience across? And for this, of course, data and AI will be two crucial pillars for an organization to be looking at, particularly for marketers.
Now, agile marketing is another term that has come up, but it's actually, I mean, the characteristics vary. Would you like to talk about that? Is it picking up acceptance? And, you know, what would you say are the key aspects that?
Yeah, I think the way the entire world reacted to COVID is a case study in agile. How quickly we just adapted to this. And yes, I mean, of course, in every case, there will be a few casualties. Yeah. But the nimble way in which I felt so many businesses just rose up to the challenge, mm-hmm. and were able to meet and sometimes even exceed customer demands was, again, a huge, huge case study in being agile.
Yeah.
So coming to marketing, I we practice agile methodology in terms of marketing, and I feel it's a great way to look at how we structure ourselves, mm-hmm. how we go to market, and how we engage. Right. Essentially, meaning using data and analytics to continuously source those promising opportunities or solutions to problems in real time. Mm-hmm. And deploying those tests very quickly, mm-hmm. Evaluating those results and rapidly iterating, you know. So it's just a beautiful process in being nimble, right? So essentially, like a high functioning, like agile marketing organization can actually run hundreds of such campaigns simultaneously, and maybe even come up with multiple new ideas every week, month, quarter, you know, because the way you, find solutions to problems, how you deploy those tests, how you evaluate those results, and how you rapidly iterate is like a nice, how would I call it? It's like a symphony, okay? Mm. Yes. And, but the truth is that not everybody who thinks they're agile are actually agile, because just one division adopting those principles might not work, if you ask me. It has to work across cross-functional teams. Take an online retailer as an example. You know, their front end being operating in an agile fashion in terms of, okay, what are the customer demands? Okay, I'm seeing a lot of demand coming in for certain products. I'm going to be able to put it out. Ads are coming in, et cetera, et cetera. So your front end is great, But if you back end, and if you're sourcing, if your supply chain, if your warehouse, if these are all not in sync in the same way, right, it's not going to be successful. Mm-hmm. So whether if I take a B2B example like ours, if I take a legal, IT, finance, if they're all not in the same process flow, then it's not truly agile. Mm-hmm. But yes, in today's day and age, you can't wait for the perfect plan or the perfect program for you to, you know, sit and beautifully create that plan of yours and wait to launch. By then, you might be too late. So take a good, you know, MVP, you know, a minimum viable product, take it out, put it out in the market, test it, because many times what you're thinking may actually not be right. So test it out and then iterate, right? So deploy, test, iterate.
Experiment, test, optimize, continuously improve. And the other big point you've said is the entire ecosystem has to be agile. That is why the culture and the learning mindset that you were talking about the other day also, Malti, that, you know, even big technology organizations are ahead of the, you know, at the cutting edge because they work and think and learn like a startup. So that entire agile mindset is what's going to allow you to do all this.
I'd like to quote Ginni Rometty on this, who very famously said, and it is so 100% true, you know, growth begins when you step out of your comfort zone.
So because everything is online, Malti, you know, like somewhere people were saying that we do customer meetings digitally, we do franchisee meetings digitally, we do all kinds of reviews digitally, we do birthdays digitally. And the other day you were saying, we do funerals also digitally. I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality. So a whole lot of online fatigue coming in. So definitely you just can't put offline content into the online you know, medium and think it's going to work because it has its own rules and its own burden. So are there any, you know, best practices here in your experience, how to handle, you know, online engagement with your own people, otherwise, to take care of this fatigue, deal with it?
It becomes important for you to understand that, okay, that time that you have with somebody is very limited. How do I pack that content in a relatable way, in a bite-sized way, in which people can consume it easily and in an interesting way? You know, I did see some organizations just translating what was offline into online. You know, the same presentation taken, put up over there and expecting it to be consumed. It won't work now. It just won't work now. You will see falling rates in viewership. You will see falling rates in click-throughs. You will see falling rates in consumption. What you need to do is to make sure that it could be the same content, but how do you package it? How do you deliver it? And in what context? Again, going back to the contextual content, the conversation-based content, what kind of conversations are happening wherein I can present this content? Not just what I want to sell, but what are people talking about? You know, things like, I mean, a lot of social listening, a lot of being aware of what is going around and packaging your content to be delivered to serve that particular purpose and not something generic. In this, you spoke about trends, and I think I should add to that trend list. Authenticity is something that will again completely set organizations apart. As one of the trends that you would see.
Very much.
And I hope it's not a trend. I hope it's a continuous thing.
Yeah. Perfect. Two women and a gun.
Hey, yes, baby, bring it on.
So it's Rapid and Fury, Malti, and I'm going to shoot questions. Mom's best advice.
Do whatever you do sincerely.
Favorite holiday destination?
Greece and forests.
Nag's most often used phrase?
It's a capitalist conspiracy.
If you were a...
Or actually, even better, when are we traveling next?
Oh. Success. Let's say.
Happiness. Conspiracy. Happiness.
Laughter.
Hearty.
One thing about Nag that most people don't know.
He can talk and talk and talk.
IBM.
Love.
Missing.
Parents.
Next.
Travel.
Super. Okay, so we are towards the end. Malti, you get to ask me one question. Any one question you want to ask?
Yeah, I'm actually so proud of what you're doing, Ravi. This is such an incredible series that you've put together. And the speed at which you're executing, and you're actually a living example of agile, right? You're doing it, you're testing it out, you're putting out. I'm sure you're constantly iterating. I'm sure with the episodes, there is a little change from episode to episode. I've noticed that. Mm-hmm. And so congratulations on where you are. And for more such interesting conversations and insights, do like, share, and subscribe to Jagged with Jasravi.